With an update from LondonNewsToday.ca, I'm Miranda Chant. One person is dead after a two-vehicle crash involving a transport on the 401 in South London. A driver was ejected from their pickup after colliding with the big rig in the eastbound lanes at Colonel Talbot Road late yesterday afternoon. The person was pronounced dead at the scene. The trucker wasn't hurt. Police are asking anyone with dash cam footage of the crash to call them. Liberal MPs will be working to sell their government's $535 billion budget. The spending plan was tabled yesterday and promises to help younger Canadians catch up to their older counterparts. It includes $8.5 billion over 5 years to help build millions of homes and another $2.6 billion for student aid and grant programs. Finance Minister Chrystia Freeland says the budget's designed to help ensure fairness for every generation. Taking the city bus instead of the school bus may soon be a reality for high schoolers in East London. A city committee voted 13-2 in favor of a pilot project yesterday that would see free bus passes issued to grade 9 students at Clark Road Secondary. If successful, the program could be expanded to all high schoolers in the city. It is a council first. London and Oneida Nation of the Thames leaders will meet for a council-to-council meeting this afternoon. The aim of the joint meeting is to build a stronger working relationship between the two communities. On the agenda is shared environmental concerns and housing initiatives. The London Knights are now one game away from taking their Western Conference semifinal series. They beat the Kitchener Rangers 6-4 in Game 3 last night. The win gives the Knights a 3-0 series lead over the Rangers. Game 4 goes tomorrow night in Kitchener. For more on these and other stories, go to LondonNewsToday.ca.